Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Chof Gimel Amir Aleph, 12 lines from the top. Last time we had a lengthy discussion in regards to Maliki Miner Liner. And although the halacha mi'ikar adin is like Shmuel, one can light not only directly from one flame to another flame, but even using a piece of wood to transfer from one flame to the next. But the minhag is to be machmir. We also learned at the end of last time that Noshim Achayovois Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah. Now the Gemara discusses others who are obligated in the Ner Shel Chanukah. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi Chayiv B'Ner Chanukah. Guests are obligated in lighting Ner Chanukah. And therefore, unless they're B'nei Bayis or Mishar Se HaBayis, they're obligated to light their own Neros. Amar Rav Zera Morish, Ki havina beirav mishtatva bepriti behadu ushbiza. Rav Zera says, when I was a student and I used to travel lengthy times, I would mishtatev bepruta, I would give a pruta to my host to be included in his neros. So although a person can light their own neros, they could also, however, be mishtatev and a pruta to them mitzarev in the oil of the balabos. But Rav Zera goes on to say, "Basid in esive itzisa amina hashta vaday latzarichna de kamadlike alai begoy beisoy." Once I got married, he says, I no longer need to them mishtatef in a pruta, even though I'm not in the house, because my wife, who is obligated in Neres Chanukah, will then be moitzi me. She'll be taking care of my own obligation while she lights in our house. Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kol Hashmonim Kulon Yofin Lener Veshemen Zayis Min HaMuvchar. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, although we learned earlier in the beginning of the discussion of Neros Chanukah that when it comes to using wicks and oil that are not of the good quality, nonetheless they are permissible, says Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, nonetheless Shemen Zayis is min hamuvchar, it's the best to use. Omar Abai Morish Hava Mahader Bar Amishcha de Sumsumi. Abai says, my Rebbe, Rabba, was accustomed to using oil from sesame oil, for his Neros Chanukah. Omar, he said, Hai Moshich Nuhure Tvei, because these oils of sesame oil tend to allow the light to last longer. Kivan de shama lalahad de Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, but once he heard Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi make this expression that the Shemen Zayis is min hamuvchar, then mahada amishcha de zeisa, then he was subsequently only using the oil of olive oil. Omar, he said, Hai tzalil nehure tfei, this is even a better quality, it causes a better, clear light, and therefore he was accustomed to using oil from olives. It's interesting, the Gemara doesn't make mention because of Zecher HaNeis, that the Neis was done with olive oil. It just makes mention that it was a better type of lighting. Rami Yeshua ben Levi, Kol HaShmonim, Yofin Lidiyoy, V'Shemen Zayis Min HaMuvchar. All oils are permissible to be used for Diyoy, for making ink, but the Shemen Zayis is of the best. Ivoilu, they asked the following question. Legabel or la'ashen? When Rabbi Shulman Levi said that the best is the olive oil for making dio, for making ink, was he referring to legabel, to knead, or was he referring to smoke? They would process the dio, the ink, by taking some oil and then lighting it. And then they would also then put it next to a glass so that it would then absorb the smoke and then become suited. Then they would take off the suit and then they would mix it with oil and knead it. So was it referring to the beginning process of la'ashen, of smoking with that olive oil? Or was it referring to the olive oil that was used for the kneading process? Toshma, let's bring a proof. The Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Zutri, Kol HaShmonim Yofin Lidiyoy, v'shemezayis min hamuvchar bein legabil bein la'ashin. So this braisa teaches us that when he said the olive oil is the best for making diol, for making ink, he was referring to both process of the la'ashin, to smoke, and also legabil, to also to then knead the ink. Rav Shmuel bar Zutru masni hochi, he taught differently. Kol ha'ashonim yofin lidiyo v'shemezayis min hamuvchar. He was of the opinion, he brought this braisa to say, for oshen, for the smoking process, the oil of olives, the olive oil is the best. From here, it's mashma that for the kneading, olive oil is not necessarily the best of all of the oils. Am Rav Huna kol hasrafin yafin lidiyoy, all of the saps that come out from the trees are best, are suitable rather, for the diyo, for the making of ink, v'saraf, kotaf, yafe mekulam. But the sap of the kotaf tree, that is the best of all. Going back to Hilchos Chanukah, Amar Bechiyah bar Ashi, Amar Rav, hamadlik ner shel Chanukah, tzarech levarech. If a person lights the ner Chanukah, he must make a bracha, birchas hamitzvah. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Haroye Ner Shel Chanukah, Tzarech Levarech. A person who sees Ner Chanukah, where a person did not yet light, and they didn't light in his own home, and he will not light later on, then he's to make a bracha of a Birchas HaShvach. Omar Rav Yehuda, Yoim Rishon Haroye Mevarech Beis, Umalik Mevarech Gimel. On the first night of Chanukah, the one who sees, he will make two brachos. And the one who makes the halakha, who also lights, he will make three brachos on the first night. Mikan ve'elach, subsequently on the other nights, madlik mevarech shtayim, v'roi mevarech achas, the one who lights will light and make two brachos, while the one who sees, he will only make one bracha. Ask the Gemara, my mimait, which is the bracha that he will then take off, that he will delete. Says the Gemara, Memayit Zman, he will no longer say Shehecheyonu. That's only on the first night of Chanukah, or the first time that he then will then make a bracha. That will be on the first time and not on the subsequent nights. V'nimayit Nes, ask the Gemara, why don't we take away that bracha of the Nes, of the Shvach of the Nes? She'osa Nisim La'avoyseinu. Says the Gemara, Neis kol yoimei isi, because on every night was an additional neis, it was misvasesis, it was an additional neis of the oil that continued to burn throughout the 8 days. Ask the Gemara, Mayim Mevarech, what is this bracha that you make when you light the ner? What is this bracha of Birkas HaMitzvah, the Nusach? Mevarech asher kidishonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu lahalik ner shel Chanukah. Veheichan tzivonu, asked the Gemara, where were we commanded? Here it's a mitzvah dirabonon. So where are we commanded? Rav Avya Omar miloy sosur. He says, the posuk in Sefer Devarim says, loy sosur, do not deviate. I'll read you the entire posuk. Al pi ha-Torah asher yarucho, on the mouth of the Torah that they will teach you, va'al ha-mishpot asher yomu lecho, and on the judgment, they will then say to you, "Ta'ase, you shall do lo sosur min adover, ashi yagiru lecho yomin u'smol." Do not deviate from the words that they will tell you, referring to the sages, not to the right or to the left. So that's going to be a precedent. That's what we're going to then use as the tzivonu. Rav Nechemya Omar shal avicha v'yagedcho zekeinecho v'yomru loch. Another pasuk. This is in the positive statement that you when your father will ask you, you shall ask your father and he will tell you, your zakenim, your elderly ones, referring to the chachamim, vayoymu loch, and they will tell you. Again, a reference to the chachamim, when the sages then make an enactment and we perform that mitzvah, it's based also on what the Torah says over here, and therefore we say vitzivanu in the birkas hamitzvah, even a mitzvah derabbanon. Masiv Rav Amram asked the following question: if indeed we make brachos on mitzvahs derabbanon, then hadmai, when it comes to demai is a contraction of two words, do mai, what is it? meaning to say this is the grain that is in the hands of the Am Haaretz, and it's not clear if it was taken Meister from it or not. And therefore, we require that the person who then acquires, who buys his grain from this Am Haaretz, then subsequently takes Meister from it. So it says over here in this Braisa Hadmai, this type of grain that was in the hands of the Am Haaretz, Ma'arvin Bo, you can make it and use it for making an Eruv, Eruv Chatzeros, Eruv Tuchumin, U'mishtatfin boy. You can also then use it to then mishtatef others in the same mavui. U'mevarachin alov, and you can make hamoitzi on it. U'mezamnin alov, you can also make zimun and birkas hamozun on this type of grain called demai. U'mefrishin oisei orum u'ben hashmoshos, and the person who acquired it from the Amoraites can then mafrish, take his maestros from it, even during Ben Hashmosos, even while he was Arum, while he was naked. Ask the Gemara, V'i Amris kol midrabbanan boi bracha, if indeed that all mitzvahs derabbanan, one must also make a bracha, hacha ki ka Arum hechi mevarech. Now that he's being mafrished, making the rabbinic decree over here and fulfilling the mitzvah of being mafrish, the demai, how can he do so when he's naked? He wouldn't be able to make a bracha. The Torah says that your machanecha should be kodosh. That means when you then are making a divrei kedusha, either Torah or tefillah or bracha, it has to be done when a person is then not seeing nakedness. Omar Abaye, vadai the divrein bracha, boy bracha. If it's a mitzvah drabon, that's bevadai, then a person is required to make a bracha on that mitzvah. Safek didivrehem, loy boi bracha. But if it's a safek midrabonin, like this case of demai, it's only a safek when there was maisered or not. Therefore, you would not make a bracha. That's the opinion of Abaye. I asked the Gemara, v'ha yom tevsheni, the safek divrehem, who uboi bracha. We have yom tevsheni, and still we make kiddush. So how can we do that? According to you, Abaye, if it's a safek divrem, we will not make a bracha. And yet we do. Answers the Gemara, Hasam ki hechi deloy li zulzulei bo. That's because when it comes to yontif sheni, we are careful not to mezalzil in the yontif, and therefore we require also to make kiddush, even though it's safek divrem. That's the opinion of Abaye. Rava Omar, Rava answers differently. Rava says, Ame ha'aretz ma'aisrin hein. He says that really this is just a chumrah. You can really assume that the Rav Ame ha'aretz ma'aisrin hein. You can assume that most of the Ame ha'aretz did take out ma'aser. Only mi'chumrah, the one who acquires that grain, also takes ma'aser from that demai. So therefore, mi'ikir hadin, it comes out that when it comes to a safik dirabon, you would also make a bracha. But over here, the reason why you don't make a bracha on demai is because it's only a chumrah. Om Rav Huna, chotzer, in regards to Neros Chanukah, if a person lights and it says, chotzer sheish ba beis psochim, tzricha shtei Neros. If a person has a home that has two doorways leading into the chotzer, so that person has to light in both doorways. Omar Ravi loy amaron ella mishte ruchois avam meruach achas loy tzorich. That's providing that we're talking about where he has two doorways and they're on different directions. He has one in the north and one on the east. Then he has to light in both places. My taima, but what is the reason why he has to do so? If you're saying the reason is because he suspected that he didn't light Ner Chanukah in his house, and therefore, if he only lit it in one doorway, so then a person who goes from the other direction doesn't see that doorway has a Chanukah Ner, so maybe he'll be suspected as not lighting Chanukah Neros, then Chashod Deman, who are we speaking about as being the one who are suspecting him? If you're saying that it's the chashada of people from all over who might come and pass by his house, even in one ruach, also you should require, because they don't know. They don't know if this person has two people living in the home, it's split in the house, they don't know who lives there, and therefore, that should be a chashad to them as well, if they only see one ner in the entrance to that Pesach. If you're going to say, the ones who are suspecting are the ones who are the ones who live in the vicinity, in the town, then even two directions, you should not require a ner in each of the psochim, because they know that the person is living there and he is in the same home. They just happens to have two different doorways. La'olam, says the Gemara, mishum chashod b'meimata. We are talking about those who are suspecting him, and they are the people from the town who are suspecting him. V'zimnin dechalfi b'hai v'lo chalfi b'hai. And maybe they will then go in this way, and they will not then walk in the other way. V'amin, they'll say, ki hechi di b'hai pischo, just like in this Pesach, which does not have a ner Chanukah, lo alik, he didn't light, b'hach pischo nami lo alik, in the other Pesach he also didn't light. And therefore they suspect him of not lighting his ner Chanukah. Ask the Gemara, u'mino temro, d'chayshin l'chashad. From where do you say that we are concerned about a chashad, about somebody suspecting somebody else for not lighting ner Chanukah? The Tanya, the Gemara brings a precedent from the following Braiso. Omer Rabbi Yoshimin, Bishvil Arbo, Dvorim Omer Toro Laniach Peya, Besoif Sadehu. For four different reasons, the Torah tells us that a person has to then put the corner of his field Peya only after he does the reaping process. Mipnei Gezel Anim, Mipnei Bitul Anim, Mipnei HaChashad, because of gezel anim, stealing from the poor people. This will all be explained shortly. Because it shouldn't be then being mevatil the anim in their time. And because of the suspicion. And fourthly, because the pasuk is batechale, it says you shall not then finish off. Explains the Gemara. Mipnei gezel anim. Because of gezel anim, the owner of the field shouldn't then have an opportune time when nobody's around and then call over his relative who's an ani and say, here's the peya, take the peya, and then cause gezel to all of the other anim. Another reason we brought is mnei bitul anim. That the anim shouldn't come and sit around waiting for the balabais to take off his peya. And then they'll cause a bitul of their zman, sitting around, waiting around until he finally takes off the peya. A third reason we brought the mnei chashad, because of suspicion, which is relevant to us. Shelo yu oivrin v'shovin. People who are traveling back and forth, they shouldn't say a curse upon this man, this farmer, who owns this field, who did not take peya from his field, because they don't see that he took peya. They don't know that he took peya before. And also because the pasuk is batechale, that he shall not finish it off. Ask the Gemara, Otu Kulu, La Mishum Batechale? Isn't all of these other reasons, because this reason, Batechale, that they have to wait until there was a reaping, until then making the Peya? They can't bring Peya, they can't put aside the Peya, the corner of the field for the Anim, before that. So isn't Batechale the reason in itself why they have to wait until after the Ketzira to then set aside Peya? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mibnei Haram Mo'in. Rava says, because of the Ramoin, those farmers, those field owners, who are then Ramoin, who are deceiving personalities, they will then deceive by saying that they took out Peya before, even though it's not true. And therefore, the Chacham said, you must wait until there is reaping, as not to be over the Isid deraisa of Baal Techale.